WCQCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign, repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet, then give your name and your location and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. Early check-ins tonight include my husband, W2MJB, Mr. Richard, Miss Sally, and Miss Ashley from Simpsonville, KA3JCA, KA4JCA, and KA4ACL. The Upstate ARC, K3DOV, Brian checking in from Rutherfordton, KM4JWPE, Mr. Fred and Ms. Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM and N4IEI, Mr. Mel from Prosperity, K4XMR, Andrew, W2AMD from Simpsonville, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy from Table Rock. Tony from Asheville, N4ASW. KM4BLH, Kurt from Greenville. K4OSH, Mr. Pat from Malden. Jack from Greenville, KJ4UHF. Mr. Rusty from Moore, WU2T. Our buddy Jim checking in from Pelzer, KW4TES. KO4ZEW, Ben from Simpsonville. KB2BYQ, Dave from Easley. My man Walt from Inman, K4OIM. Hope you're doing well, Mr. Walt. And John checking in from Indian Beach. Sounds exotic. KN4RJN. Then we have Mr. Fred checking in from StarTex, KI4MRA, and Jerry checking in for DJC. I'd like to thank all those for taking advantage of our pre-net check-in. If you'd like to, if you need to check in before the net sometime, you go to the website brars.cc, brars.cc. And at the top, there's you touch the menu, and then the menu gives you the net pre-check-in option, and then you get your information to fill in from there. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome EchoLink stations to check in. EchoLink stations, please call KN4HTP or net control. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Tonight, being Sunday night, we will begin with the group Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call net control to check in.
4HTP. Evening, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
For HTP, please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
N4HTP, check in out of order, KA5WLL, Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, currently portable in downtown Greenville. Negative and negative. Thank you for calling that, Wendy. 73.
For HTP. Please check in K4AFT. That's Kilo 4 Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central. Going to be negative and negative.
HTP. Please check in K1CJW. That's Kilo 1 Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Rolling in Pickens, negative, negative, and a very good evening to all.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, checking in from Piedmont, KK4DMW, Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and Miss Michelle, KM4MOQ. Mr. Rick, thanks for checking in tonight, and please pass along our greetings to Miss Lorena and Miss Michelle. Hope you have a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for checking in tonight, Mr. Dave, and I want to let you know I appreciate the extra work you do to run this net as the net manager, so thank you for that. Next, I'd like to welcome Keith, checking in from Seneca, KN4CHY. Thanks for joining us tonight, Keith. Then I have a station portable in downtown Greenville, KA5WLL. Thanks for checking in tonight. Hope you have a good drive. Then I'd like to welcome K4AFT from Central. That's Mr. Michael. And Roland, good to hear you on the radio tonight. Roland from Pickens, K1CJW. Hope you have a good evening. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Alpha through Delta? Alpha through Delta, please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call Net Control to check in.
4HTP. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick, and I am mobile, almost back into Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Wendy. Thanks for calling the net.
Please check in Kilo 4 Golf Sierra Charlie. K4GSC, Patrick in Marietta, and I will be negative and negative.
4HTP. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and welcome home, and I'll stick around.
Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Uniform November, Bill and Mill.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick, KO4HKX. Mr. Patrick is mobile near Penrose. Thanks for checking in tonight, and hope you have a good drive the rest of the way in. Next, I'd like to welcome K4GSC. That's Mr. Patrick from Marietta. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend Harry, checking in from Candler, KC4EZN. Mr. Harry, I have you down for some rag chew later. Thanks for hanging around. Then I'd like to check in Mr. Bill from Mills River, KB2GUN. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Bill. I hope you have a good evening. Is there anyone else at this time in the group Echo through Hotel? Please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to switch us over to check in Echo Link stations. Echo Link stations, please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP, hello again, Wendy. If you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, Wendy. On the net, no traffic, no queue, and do Wendy be sure to tell Mr. Mark I say hello.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen checking in from Greenwood, KA4PQA. Nice to hear you, Mr. Stephen. Thanks for checking in, and I will pass along your greetings to Mr. Mark. Hope you have a good evening. All right, at this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group with our RF check-ins, and that is India through Lima. India through Lima. Please check in by calling Net Control.
KN4HTP. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
KN4HTP. Please check in November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello, negative and negative.
KB. Hope you and Mark are well. Good to have you back home. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Mark, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
4HTP. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
NTP. Please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo, Victor, KO4, JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me in and out. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thank you for joining us tonight on the radio, Mr. James. It's always good to hear you checking in. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, checking in from Campobello, N4JBN. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're having a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid from Fletcher, W4IOE. Good to hear you on the radio, Mr. Sid. Hope you have a good evening. Next, I'd like to welcome my friend Larry and Miss Donna from Greer, KK4JBQ and KC4MFK. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Larry, and please pass along my greetings to Miss Donna. Hope you, too, have a good night. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan checking in from Asheville, KO4JKV. It's good to hear you on the radio, Duncan. Thank you for checking in. At this time, I'll give another opportunity for our group India through Lima. India through Lima, please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control.
KN4HTP. Please check in Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima, Victor, Mark. I'm in Belton, and I'll be negative and negative. Over.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Mark checking in from Belton, AF4LV. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Mark. You're sounding good on the radio. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
HTP. KN4HTP, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and Sensiville. I'll be negative and negative.
HTP. This is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello tonight. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Yankee Papa KO4RYP. Her name is Anna. QTH is also Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Miss Wendy. Thank you for calling the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Lloyd checking in from Simpsonville, KO4PXB. Thanks for joining us tonight, Lloyd. You're sounding good on the radio. Next up, I'd like to welcome my friend Chad and Miss Anna from Campobello, KO4NUE and KO4RYP. Thanks for joining us tonight on the radio, and please pass along my greetings to Miss Anna. We'll give another opportunity here for the group Mike through Papa, M through P. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Q through T. Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Please call Net Control to check in.
KN4HTP. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be native and native.
Please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, KD4SRR, Robert down here in Foggy Joanna. Happy Halloween Eve to you and all, even though we really don't celebrate the Devil's Day. Just what are we going to do tomorrow night for Halloween? I'll be negative and negative on my comments, but we'll be excited to hear the plans for tomorrow night.
HTP. Looks like I missed my group. Please check in out of term. Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile in Piedmont tonight. Same to you, Miss Wendy, Mark, all on the net. Be negative and negative tonight.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, checking in from Liberty. KO4QLG. Thank you for joining us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, checking in from Foggy Joanna. KD4SRR. Hope it clears up sometime soon, although it's nice for a creepy evening to have the fog hanging around. So, next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, checking in. He is mobile near Piedmont, KO4NNH. Good to hear you on the radio, Mr. Fred. I will pass along your greetings to Mr. Mark. And, yeah, looking at the time, we're kind of moving pretty fast here, checking in on tonight's net. So I'm glad you made it. Some nights are like that. So anyway, thanks for checking in, Mr. Fred. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for the group Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call Net Control to check in.
No. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative. Good evening.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Rod from the land of Waz, W4WOZ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Rod. I always enjoy your check-ins. At this time, I'll give another opportunity for anyone listening in the group Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's time to open check-ins up to the big group, Alpha through Zulu. Everyone, every alphabetical group, please call KN4HTP or net control to check in. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're taking check-ins all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please check in by calling net control. This is KN4HTP, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so now. We will begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. It's a good night to be cozy. Hope you're in a comfortable chair with a nice and warm and, you know, maybe a cup of tea or hot chocolate. It's one of those nights. It's only 58 around here, but it just feels like one of those cozy nights. So I hope you're comfy. All right, I'm going to check in with my friend, Harry, KC4EZN. What's your weather like up that direction?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. Well, I think somewhere between partly cloudy and cloudy, when I looked out, wasn't totally socked in. It's not quite like Robert said, foggy, but didn't see any stars. And the temperature is somewhere in the high 40s, low 50s, so it's really not that bad outside. It's just that we're supposed to get a little bit of rain, which would be a very, very welcome thing right now. It's kind of dry up here, and I think you folks are drier than we are, at least ways according to the weather. We would need 9 inches of rain to get us back up to what they called average, and I think you folks would need somewhere in the vicinity of 11 inches, and I don't think either one of us really want to get that much rain all at once, so I know I don't. Other than that, number one, welcome home. I'll tell you that, number one, we noticed that you were gone, and number two, we missed you. And we'll leave it at that. But anyway, we COVID finally arrived at our house, and my wife tested positive, and she's had a little bit of a sniffly nose and a little bit of a cough, which the cough has gone away. I tested negative, or we tested three times, and she tested positive each time, and I tested negative each time, and so I'm going to resume my normal activities next week, and she's going to kind of lay a little bit low, and we sort of kept physically separated inside the house, and I say I've run the errands, and she stayed home. If she's really, really got it, doesn't want to give it to anybody, and I do wear a mask when I go out, so that's best I can do. But again, I've tested negative all three times, so I guess that's a good thing. Anyway, how was your trip out west? I was telling Mark last time you went out there, going back probably somewhere between 15 and 20 years, my wife and I met our daughter and her husband and a couple of the grandchildren in Las Vegas and drove around the canyons, and when we came home, we flew out of St. George, which my understanding is they've moved the airport since we were there. It was up on top of a hill. Very interesting community out there. It's KN4HTP, KC4EZ, and back to you, Wendy.
This is KN4HTP. Well, thanks for the welcome. I didn't miss any of my nights to call the net, so I didn't know if people would notice that I was gone, but Mark certainly did, so that's nice. It's nice that he missed at home. The COVID, my son had COVID not too long ago, well, a couple of months, and he lost taste for just hot spicy, like jalapeno hot spicy. I didn't test him on curry, hot curry, but he, it was amazing. We went out for Mexican, and I got something really too spicy accidentally, and I handed it over to him, and he said, no, it doesn't bother me. I don't taste it. It still makes me sweat and, you know, makes my face red, but doesn't hurt my mouth. And sure enough, he ate it. No worries. But it's too bad. I'm sure it'll come back eventually, but that was interesting. He hadn't realized until he was eating spicy food that he'd lost that particular taste of hot spicy with his COVID. So, St. George, yeah, it has changed. The airport was up on a bluff, black volcanic rock with a flat top and very small community. You're right. It's so hot there. It just is crazy to me that people love living there. Of course, so is Vegas. So. The desert was pretty. Vegas cooled off into the 90s and 80s while I was there, so that was nice. Our son lives in Vegas. So, and he just moved into his new house. He was, just bought his first home, so that's pretty cool. So I did surprisingly get there in time to help him unpack in the new house. I didn't have to move him into it, but I did get to help him unpack. So I was accidentally there for all of his moves. Because earlier this spring when he moved into his apartment, then I was there too for that. So that was kind of funny. His little miniature schnauzer puppy is getting on to be a year old, but he still acts like a puppy. He's just the cutest little thing. He's one of those dogs that has a beard, the way they groom him. And he's a cutie. I've missed him since I've been home because he hung out with me all week. So I have an adventure up in the mountains I got to tell you about. We have a cabin up in my family does up in the Rocky Mountains, and we were up there most of 1 week, because this time I went for I went for it. I wanted to be at the cabin for a week, so I invited my dad to go and his wife, and they came up for most of the time to join me, and then Max came along when the weekend hit, because he had to work. He didn't have any vacation time, so. But anyway, my dad's retired, so that worked out well for him. So we're up there, we're enjoying it. It's, you know, it was cool at night. My dad would make, we'd get a fire going in the wood stove and heat us up, and it's just such a pleasant place. There's beautiful views off to the west, so we get to see the sunset, and the wind blows through the aspen trees, and they were all yellow. So that was really nice. And so one night when Max came up, he said, you know, I heard there's a storm headed this way. And we're all like, yeah, we heard about it too, but it said, you know, the nearest town on the map, I looked it up, and it was going to get 0.1 inches of snow. And I'm like, that's not a big deal. We can handle 0.1 inches of snow. It started snowing, and it was just a little skip out there, but it was fun to go out and stand in the snow and to talk about the snow, and I miss the snow and all that kind of stuff. So we all go to bed. 4-HTP. So we wake up in the morning, and there's like at least 8 inches of snow. And we think, oh, it's going to, I keep thinking, oh, it's going to stop, and then we'll just, you know, it was the day we had to head down because Max had to be at work the next day in Vegas, so we had to go from, we were an hour north of St. George, so it was about a 3-hour drive to get to Vegas. Anyway, so we had to go down that day, but if Max hadn't been with us, we would have just stayed up an extra day. Anyway, so the snow, it just keeps coming and coming and coming, and I go out and, you know, we make trails in the snow, and the dog at first hates the snow because it's his first experience with it, but then he ends up loving it, and it just totally buries him. It's so deep by the late afternoon when we decide, hey, I guess we better head out of here. So I go out there, my dad hands me a ruler, he says, I want to know how deep this snow is. And I stuck a 12-inch ruler into the snow, and it disappeared. So we had over 12 inches of snow, and it was piling up on the fence that was a log fence, and so we had this, you know, big pile of snow up on top of that, and there's this old sheep wagon, and that was piled with snow, and the creek was slushed instead of flowing like usual, and anyway. I wear sandals all the time, and I had been wearing sandals up there all week, even though it was cold, and I decided, I guess I better put on my boots for this one. So I pulled my boots out of my suitcase and realized these boots are 6 inches tall, but the snow is over 12 inches deep, so they're better than sandals, but they're really not going to be adequate. So I learned that when you don't have a snow shovel, and you have to make your own path by tromping through the snow, it's nice to have tall boots.
There is something, and I have forgotten what you call them. I call them leggings that at least backpackers used to wear them, that you strap them on your legs and they hook under your boot, and the whole object is to do exactly what you're talking about, is keep the snow out of those 6-inch tall hiking boots that work pretty good. So, but yeah, that sounded like a lot of fun, Wendy. Go back 4 or 5 years ago, we went to California to visit our daughter and her husband, and they decided to go up to South Lake Tahoe for the weekend. They have a timeshare that they actually use it, figured out that it was going to be harder to get rid of than it was to use it, and there is a play, one of the facilities in South Lake Tahoe that they like to go to. And the weather was talking about like you're talking about, and son-in-law, and I have learned when he decides to plan something, the best thing you can do is to go in the other room or go out in the yard. Let him make his plan and have faith that it's going to work. Or I don't know, but maybe one time that, and it was when we flew out of St. George, that we left their company because his idea was to go and see a picture, blink your eyes once, take a picture, and move on to the next one. And our idea was to go and look and see and, you know, smell the trees and whatever. On that trip, there is a drive somewhere out there where you're going parallel to a ridge of lava, and we found a little lake, maybe a couple of acres in size, that was a national park. And the reason we stopped there was because they had restrooms, but that lake was perfectly still in the it was fall this time of year, and the reflection of the trees in that lake, it was perfectly smooth. It was just like beautiful. But that was how we wanted to trip. But we went on this other time to South Lake Tahoe and sat there and binge watched a bunch of movies he had done. Watched the snow pile up, and it got up about 8 inches, and the maintenance folks started scraping the sidewalks and stuff so you could move around, and we had stopped and bought groceries and stuff. And he kept checking the weather, and finally figured out that about 4 days later they would have the roads cleared, so we headed from there back into Vacaville, California. Didn't have to put chains on the vehicle or anything, but we did get to tromp around in about 8 inches of snow. So we turn it back to you, Wendy. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, I decided that I relearned something that I already knew, which is 8,000 feet of elevation gets a whole different weather pattern than down in town, what, I don't know what it is, 5,000 or what, 6,000. So, you know, the town really did have 0.1 or none that I could see. And we really did have over 12 inches of snow at 8,000 feet. So that was pretty cool. I loved it. I enjoyed it. I knew I was only going to be temporarily wet and cold, and so I just embraced it. But we usually park my son's car at the bottom because his is not, his is a car, and I was in a four-wheel drive FJ up there and had been doing some off-roading with my dad who wanted to go exploring, and it's his car, so I felt fine about doing that. But anyway, so Max, my son, had driven his car partway up the mountain. And so we were optimistic that by the time we got down to his car, the snow would be less deep. But I'll tell you, from the moment we headed down, that four-wheel drive FJ was, I called it swimming, you know. As I was driving, I was just all over the road, even in the, you know, the lowest gear I could possibly do. I just had no real control over where we were going, so I was always hugging the bank and avoiding the steep edges. We got down to my son's car, and then we had to unbury it from its 12 inches of snow. It was more like 8 by the time we got down to his elevation, and I was like, I'm not sure this is going to work. But he decided he wanted to give it a try. So with the four-wheel drive, he had parked off the road. So with the four-wheel drive, I went in and out a few times to make a tire tracks up to his car. But he was going to have to go in reverse because there was no way he could turn that thing around. So he followed me out. I was, you know, making the tire tracks so his car wouldn't have to plow its way down. And he was reversing right behind me, and we were doing pretty well. And then there was a really good turnaround spot. And I thought, he can't really go down this mountain in reverse the whole way. So I pulled the four-wheel drive into the turnaround spot and, you know, tromped it down a bit with the tires, making a path. And he rolled back into it, and he missed my tire tracks. And he was in the deep snow, and that was that. He was stuck. And I tried pushing, and he tried pushing with me driving, and we tried rocking it, and there was just one tire was just down there. And what I realized when he got stuck was we were trying to drive on this, you know, snow, and below the snow was where the rain had come down. We'd had a solid day of rain, so it was like 3 inches of mud under the snow. And then I thought, well, that's why my car is swimming down the mountain instead of actually driving.
HTP, Casey. Almost sounds like fun, I guess, unless you're the person having to do it. Closest I've ever come to that up here was when we had the storm of the century and had 12 inches of snow on our street. And I had a Ford Taurus station wagon, which front-wheel drive and everything went fairly well, and I decided to strike out. This was like on a Monday after it snowed all weekend. I think I had 10 people at my house. I was in charge of a Boy Scout training course, and we were supposed to go up to Land Harbor, which is up outside of Spruce Pine. And listening to the weather report, I talked to the other fella where we were going to go, and he said, I don't think y'all need to come up here. And I agreed with him and says, called everybody and says, come to the house. You know, it's not going to snow that bad. I had one of my staff members slip in the back of his pickup truck out in my driveway, and Saturday morning when he tried to get out of his back of his pickup truck, he couldn't, or at least ways it was difficult because it had snowed like a foot of snow and had blown over his truck. He finally got out, and then Sunday afternoon we did our training and preparation, My wife thought that she had died and gone to heaven because a couple of those guys were good cooks. We had all of our food. So, you know, when it came time to eat, they would invite her to join us. And she thought, you know, this is the way a restaurant ought to be run. But they shoveled my street out Sunday afternoon because some of them wanted to go home. And on Monday, I decided to get out. And they had not scraped the roads, needless to say. And I got that tar stuck on a chunk of snow. By then, it had gotten kind of hard. And the snow was deeper than the car was tall. And I eventually wound up walking back down to my house and getting a long-handled shovel. And shoveling the snow out from under the middle of that car, and once I got the tires touching the ground, since it was on a little bit of a hill, I just backed down the street into my driveway and said, that's enough for today. But yeah, that, today when I tell it, it was fun, when I was doing that, it didn't seem like a whole lot of fun. We'll turn it back to you, Wendy. I'd say it's good to hear you home, and we did miss you. That is two separate statements. And I got tickled. One of our pastors was leaving, being moved to another church, and I told the pastor, I says, we're going to notice that you're gone, and we're going to miss you. And I got the look in the eye that this person understood what I was saying, is that, yeah, we don't know you're not here, but that's not quite the same thing as missing you. So, yeah, we did both. So we're glad you're back, Wendy. KN4HTP, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Thanks for hanging around for some rag chew. Sounds like, yeah, I would have enjoyed those meals that those Boy Scout leaders were cooking too. So, and you're right, after you're no longer stuck in the snow, you can talk about it and you can make it into a fun story. But at the time, nobody likes shoveling snow out from under the car, for sure. Thanks for hanging around for some rag chew, Mr. KC4EZN. I always enjoy it when you stick around. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or for check-ins? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I believe my good friend, Miss Anna, will be calling the net tomorrow night, and I'm sure she will appreciate you checking in with her. Thank you for gathering around the radio with me tonight and joining the net. It was good to hear from each one of you. The net report tonight will be submitted electronically, and I will break here for a minute to transmit tonight's results. So hold on a moment. KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night, everyone.